By some estimates, 25,000 men and women in Brazil continue to work in conditions similar to slave labor. It's been more than a century since Brazil became the last in the Americas to outlaw slavery. The victims are lured by middlemen to toil in cattle ranches and logging ventures. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to one of the hot spots of slave labor on the Amazon frontier. She reports on the fear that permeates the lives of Brazil's slave laborers and the efforts to liberate them.
President Inácio Lula da Silva's campaign to eradicate slave labor has rescued more than 16,000 men and women. Adrivan Rosa de Santos wasn't that lucky. Last Friday night, he and his wife escaped from the ranch where they have toiled for the past 14 months. The owner paid Dos Santos just $380 for more than a year's worth of work. The farm owes him over $14,000. But Dos Santos says he had to flee for his life.
I was humiliated. People were chasing me, threatening to kill me, and saying they wouldn't pay me. The owner ordered his guards, "Go after my dogs." They call us dogs. Last Wednesday, I joined another worker who escaped. We left everything behind and we came here.
Dos Santos sought refuge at the Center for the Defense of Life and Human Rights in the poverty-stricken city of Acelandia. The 11-year-old organization, funded in part by the U.S. Catholic Relief Services, is one of the most active groups to combat slave labor in the impoverished state of Maranhão, on the edge of the Amazon. Dos Santos says his initial visit to the center in February was clandestine, but it raised suspicion back at the farm.
The first time I returned to the farm after coming to the center, they threatened me with a gun, and the farmer accused me of going to find help. I lied and said I had come to town to buy medicine for my wife.
His fellow escapee, 29-year-old Claudio Moreira da Silva, also faced violent intimidation when he tried to report the farm to the center. They threatened me with death, putting a gun to my head, Claudio says. They then burned my identity documents. I kept silent and at midnight decided to escape and fled into the forest with gunmen shooting at me, he says. Both men had racked up large debts on the farm. It's a form of indentured servitude that often begins with a slick recruiter who is paid by the farm owner to lure workers to remote ranches with the promise of a salary. Alan Kardec is the regional representative for the National Labor Ministry in Maranhão.
The worker stays at a small hotel. When the recruiter or gato arrives, he pays the bill. The gato gives the prospective employee money for his family and takes him to the farm. So the worker already owes money. When he arrives at the job, he's got to pay for his tools, his boots, and his food. By the end of the week, he owes more than he's earned, and he can't climb out of the debt.
Men who fit that profile regularly turn up at the Acelandia-based Center for Life and Human Rights. The grassroots organization also engages the local youth with capoeira classes and this theater troupe. Center President Carmen Bascaran, who helped found this clearinghouse for complaints about slave labor, says her defense of workers' rights has earned her death threats. This Spanish native says in the isolated frontiers of the Amazon, like Maranhão, corrupt farmers operate with impunity.
Historically, corruption in politics and the judiciary in Brazil has maintained the dominant class in power through the buying and selling of influence. It's a system that prevents judging criminals, and the big farmers and corporations work hand in hand with this system.
Under Brazilian law, labor that involves physical, psychological, or moral coercion, such as forcing workers into debt, constitutes modern-day slavery. But attorney Sinji Elo Silva says the law prohibiting slave labor was recently broadened to include degrading conditions that she says strip all dignity from a human being. Sinji is part of the government's mobile squads that investigate farms suspected of slave labor and that last year forced guilty employers to pay out some $3 million in back pay. Friar Xavier Plassat, a French Dominican who's battled the practice of slave labor here the past 18 years, says the mightier weapon of criminal prosecution is not being used. He says there's been years of indecision over whether federal judges or local judges are competent to hear slave labor cases.
So nobody has been punished in the criminal way in the last 15 years about slave labor because essentially of this.
Nor has any farm been shut down. Officials and activists blame the powerful rural lobby. But this workshop last weekend in the tiny village of Ananas demonstrates that ordinary citizens are mobilizing against slave labor.
A circunstância em que se evidencia qualquer servidão, degradação da pessoa humana.
Led by the jean-clad Friar Xavier, 25 local leaders from the state of Tocantins, another slave labor hotspot, read in unison the law defining slave labor. A slideshow presents them basic facts. That 90% of modern slaves are illiterate, that 90% worked as children, that 80% have no legal documents, that only one in two claims gets investigated, that three-quarters of slave laborers are involved in cattle ranching and deforestation. Xavier says Brazil's long colonial experience with slavery continues to influence cultural attitudes about workers' rights even today.
They consider that there are a second-class population which has no right, that is living subordinated to them, to their power, to their generosity. And so the fact that they are giving a job to them gives them all the rights over them.
He says while Brazil's expanding agribusiness develops the country, it also covers over what he calls the sad reality of exploitation. The ordeal of slave labor often leaves its mark. Former slave worker José Alves de Souza now works at this cooperative making environmentally friendly charcoal. But recalling the time when he had to drink the same water as the cattle and sleep in a plastic tent exposed to the night animals, he breaks down. Sometimes I feel a bit scared, José says. When we were rescued, the farm owner had to sign a pledge not to harm us. But he adds, no one ever really knows what another man may be thinking. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, São Paulo.